This is Akashvani. A review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Zaira Mujtaba. First, from the Rajya Sabha, writer is Rajesh Ahuja of UNI. Proceedings of the first day of the concluding week of the monsoon session of the Rajya Sabha saw stormy scenes today, with the opposition protesting on the alleged vote theft issue and the special intensive revision in Bihar, leading to adjournment during the 0 hour and the question hour. Proceedings of the House began with Deputy Chairman Harivansh reading the obituary reference to former Rajya Sabha member and present Governor of Nagaland, La Ganeshan. A member of the Upper House from Madhya Pradesh from October 2016 to April 2018, the late L.A. Ganeshan served as 15th Governor of Manipur from 27th of August 21 to February 1923. And the Governor of West Bengal, additional charge from 18 July 22 to 17th November 22. He served as the 16th Governor of Nagaland from 20th February 2023 until his death. The members of the House observed a brief silence in the memory of the departed. After the laying of papers, the Deputy Chairman said that he has received 19 notices under Rule 267 for discussion on various issues. He said that he is not admitting the notices as some of them are not in accordance with the rules, while others are on matters that are sub judice. The members of the opposition protested the non-acceptance of the notices. Amid the noisy scenes by the opposition, the deputy chairman proceeded with the 0 hour. However, as the protest by the opposition persisted, the deputy chairman adjourned the house till 2 p.m. In the post-lunch session, the House took up the Indian Ports Bill 2025 amid noisy scenes by the opposition. Even as the minister spoke on the bill, the opposition continued to raise slogans on allegations of vote theft and special intensive revision in Bihar. Amid noisy scenes by the opposition, Vice Chairman Sarsmit Patra allowed Leader of the Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge to speak. Leader of the Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, began speaking on the special intensive revision in Bihar. He also raised the vote theft issue. The Deputy Chairman said that any issue that is sub judice cannot be discussed in the House. He said anything other than that on the Indian Ports Bill 2025 will not go on record and disallowed Mr. Mallikarjun Kharge from speaking. He then allowed Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, to speak. Mr. Nadda charged the opposition of behaving in an irresponsible manner. He said that the opposition is indulging in an obstructionist manner. He said that the government is ready to discuss any issue as per the rules of the House. Protesting the refusal of the chair to allow them to raise the issue of SIR in Bihar, the opposition staged a walkout from the House. Initiating the discussion on the bill, Ram Bhai Harji Bhai Mukariya of the BJP said that the port capacity in the country has increased by 87% in the last decade. Golla Babu Rao of the YSR Congress Party demanded that the central government must help coastal states with proper planning to achieve the goal of a Viksit Bharat. Noisy scenes were seen in the House when M. Thambidurai of the AIADMK, speaking on the bill, alleged that narcotics are being imported into Tamil Nadu after the DMK came to power. He charged the DMK government of not taking action in this regard. He said that the state is facing a law and order problem because of the inefficiency of the DMK government. Raising a point of order, Tiruchi Shiva of DMK objected to the remarks by Mr. Thambidurai. He said that the discussion on the Tamil Nadu government was irrelevant to the discussion. Rekha Sharma of the BJP said that the bill was the need of the hour as the existing law did not allow for real-time planning. She said that over the years, there has been a sharp decrease in turnaround time at the various ports in the country. Shambhu Sharan Patel of the BJP said that the bill has been brought with a long-term vision. Praful Patel of the NCP said that the Indian Ports Bill is the need of the hour. If India is to become the third largest economy of the world, expanding the capacity of our ports will play an important role, he said. The NCP MP said that it is a landmark bill that will set the tune for the future. Kanat Purkayas of the BJP said that the Indian Ports Act of 1908 is a law of the British era and is not in keeping with the times. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister for Shipping Sarbanand Sonowal said that the previous Congress governments lacked the vision on developing the ports in the country. Ports are a gateway of growth, but during the Congress rule, there neither was any policy nor any vision. However, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a new vision has been brought to the sector, he said. Mr. Sonowal said that the previous governments brought no legislative reform. He said that the present bill was brought to the House after wide-ranging consultation with all the stakeholders. The bill is meticulously designed to align with the best global practices, he said. After the minister's reply, the bill was passed by a voice vote. With its passage in the Rajya Sabha, the bill has received the approval of Parliament. The Indian Ports Bill 2025 seeks to replace the Indian Ports Act 1908. It provides for regulating port operations and management, levy of fees and tariffs, and environmental safeguards. The bill provides recognition to the Maritime State Development Council and State Maritime Boards. The Council will issue guidelines on tariff transparency and on port data collection and submission. The State Maritime Boards administer non-major ports. The bill provides for state governments setting up a Dispute Resolution Committee, DRC, to adjudicate disputes between non-major ports, concessionaires, port users, and service providers. The bill requires compliance with Global Maritime Conventions, MARPOL, and ballast water. It also requires ports to prepare pollution control and disaster management plans, which will be audited periodically by the central government. After the passage of the Indian Ports Bill, the House was adjourned for the day. And now, a review of proceedings in the Lok Sabha. Writer is Asim Kamal of PTI. Two important bills, including one that seeks to decriminalize certain minor offences to promote ease of living and business, were introduced today in the Lok Sabha. The House also took up a special discussion on India's first astronaut aboard the International Space Station amid protests by the opposition over the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. A bill to include Indian Institute of Management, IIM, Guwahati, to the schedule of the Indian Institutes of Management Act to make it an institution of national importance was introduced in the Lok Sabha. Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan introduced the bill amid din created by the opposition over the issue of Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. At present, there are 21 IIMs that are declared as institutions of national importance, and each of those are specified in the schedule to the IIM Act. The Assam government has requested for establishment of an IIM in the state, keeping in view the geographical location of the state and its all-round development. The Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, which seeks to decriminalize certain minor offences to promote ease of living and business, was also introduced in the Lok Sabha. Introducing the bill, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, "The bill seeks to enhance trust-based governance for ease of doing business." The bill was then referred to the Select Committee of the Lok Sabha. The committee has been tasked to submit its report to the House by the first day of the next session of Parliament. The bill was introduced amid din as opposition parties protested, demanding a discussion on the voter rolls revision in Bihar and other issues. A total of 355 provisions are proposed to be amended through this bill. In 2023, the Jan Vishwas Amendment to Provisions Act was enacted, which decriminalized 183 provisions in 42 central acts administered by 19 ministries and departments. The 2025 bill expands this reform agenda to cover 16 central acts administered by 10 ministries and departments. A special discussion also began in the Lok Sabha on India's first astronaut aboard the International Space Station, critical role of space programs for a Viksit Bharat by 2047. However, the discussion remained inconclusive due to opposition parties protesting over the SIR issue. Union Minister Jitendra Singh said that an Indian astronaut will herald Viksit Bharat by landing on the moon in 2040. as the Lok Sabha took up the discussion on astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla's space sojourn. Initiating a discussion, Mr. Singh said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi undertook space sector reforms after assuming office in 2014. Singh, the Minister of State in the PMO, also said that after opening up the space sector for private players in 2020, India's space economy has already reached $8 billion and would touch $45 billion in the next decade. He said India will undertake an uncrewed space mission involving a robot Vyommitra in 2026, followed by its maiden human space flight Gaganyaan in 2027. He said that India will set up its own Bharat Antariksh Station in 2035, and in 2040, an Indian astronaut will set foot on the moon. When the proceedings of the House resumed at 2 p.m. after two adjournments, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla allowed the special discussion. Amid sloganeering by members of opposition parties, Jitendra Singh took a dig at the noisy opposition members and said it pains him to say that when there is a festive atmosphere in the country and the country is celebrating achievements in the field of space, the achievements in the field of space and opposition is not even ready to congratulate the experts associated with the space sector. Referring to Shubhanshu Shukla's visit to the ISS or International Space Station, the minister said that indigenously developed kits were used in the experiments conducted there and the mantra of a self-reliant India was followed through these experiments. He said that after the space journey, Shubhanshu arrived in the national capital yesterday, and some time before that, the whole world acknowledged India's strength by seeing the demonstration of India's capabilities in space during Operation Sindoor. Outlining the achievements of the NDA government, he said that the technology for the role of the Department of Space during Operation Sindoor was developed in the last 10 years. Targeting the previous government, the minister said that the question will be asked as to what was the reason that for 50 to 60 years, India's space department continued to work at a slow pace. He said that after opening the space sector to the private sector in 2020, India's space economy has already reached $8 billion and will reach $45 billion in the next decade. Earlier, the Lok Sabha speaker said this is a moment of pride and enthusiasm for the country. He said the House heartily welcomes Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force to the soil of India. Birla said that his space journey and successful return is not only the success of a mission, but a source of pride and inspiration for 140 crore Indians. He also urged the members to express their views on the achievements and future prospects in the field of space program, science and research. When the uproar of the opposition members did not stop after the minister started the discussion, the presiding officer, Dilip Sekia, adjourned the proceedings for the day. Earlier, when the House met at 11 a.m., opposition MPs, including those from the Congress, were on their feet, raising slogans and showing placards with the demand for discussion on the special intensive revision exercise in Bihar. Initially, Speaker Om Birla tried to continue the question hour by allowing members to ask six questions related to several union ministries and departments amidst the din. After about 15 minutes of proceedings, the Speaker asked the protesting members to go back to their seats and warned that if they tried to damage government property, he would be forced to take strong action against them. Birla also said that the kind of force the opposition members were using in sloganeering, it would have been good that if they had used similar kind of force in raising people's welfare issues. That's all in Parliament Review.